Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, Rose Gray. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Good. It was beautiful. We were passing the football around on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But now I'm ready to get out of Wisconsin. I'm done already.
I had to park a little ways today to get into the building, and I didn't wear gloves, and I was regretting that.
It's chilly.
It's chilly.
So let's go.
How was Thanksgiving?
It was awesome. We had a full house, 17 people packed in our little ranch, but went without a hitch.
Very good. So we had big numbers going on. So 2.7 million people through TSA.
That's crazy.
On the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. 2.6 the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. So those were the two busy days.
Right.
They are anticipating probably, possibly 2.9 tomorrow. 2.9 might break a record, actually.
I didn't hear a lot in the news about bad travel and people getting stuck or anything. So
we actually didn't even, I felt bad as I was walking out last week Saturday. I remembered we hadn't really even talked about the preparatory things one should do for Thanksgiving travel, because I think we've done a good job of schooling people about that. And I think the news outlets have just really prepared everybody. And, you know, all the things we've always said, you know, download that app for that particular airline so that you're getting the most up-to-date information possible. And, you know, the patience and the be prepared scenarios. But didn't hear too many terrible horror stories. Some people I had talked to or saw online that I knew were traveling had an hour here, an hour there, but nothing earth-shattering. So if you got an earth-shattering story, call in. We'd love to hear it. But
we're going to add a little snow to the mix tomorrow. We'll see if that affects anything.
Little worried about that. But, you know, again, it's the same old, same old. Just be prepared. Get there early. And some people were lamenting the fact that they got there so early that either they were too early to check in, because some airlines won't let you check in until 3 hours prior.
Okay.
So
who's getting there before 3 hours?
A lot of scared people.
Really?
A lot of scared people. Yep. I talked to one of my colleagues who was traveling to the Riviera Maya and had a 10:30 flight and got there at 7, and the check-in desk wasn't even open yet. But rather that than flying around like a crazy person trying to
for peace of mind, I like to get there early. I don't know if I get there 3 hours, but I like to get there early. And my wife is kind of more of a, we'll get there in time. I'm like, no, let's go now.
Exactly.
Because I don't want to miss the flight.
Nope. But so, and then we do know that lots of people are also in the mood to do some serious travel purchases for those people on their hard to buy for list, or they know that they're travelers. And we've talked about the gift of travel and how one goes about giving that, and what a great idea it is to make sure that you are giving something that is more like a voucher or a certificate or something that gives flexibility to the person who you are gifting. But I had mentioned with John Mercure a couple of weeks ago, and then we mentioned it again on the air, and I have never had so many requests to repeat one item that was on my list for people who travel, and it is called Airfly Pro.
Airfly Pro.
It's by a company called 12 South. I have seen others now duplicating it or making it, and what it basically is a wireless adapter that lets you use your wireless headphones. We call them earbuds, right? So that when you are flying, so that, you know, otherwise you've got to use the wired in headset that they give you. So if you've got some beautiful noise canceling AirPods like I do, and I want to use them on a plane, I can't, because I have to have an adapter.
Because it plugs in.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you basically buy, and they also have something called an AirFly Duo, which lets two people listen to the same movie at the same time with the headsets. But I know more and more people are getting wireless earbuds. You know, I mean, the string ones that those of you who are watching see me have on right now, those are great and everything. But, you know, these wireless ones are fantastic. What it does for me, why I'm excited to have asked St. Nick for this and truly anticipate I will get this, is that when I'm flying, if I'm in the aisle seat, which I always am, unless something radically horrible happens, and somebody next to me wants to get out, I have to unplug and let the person out. I'm talking long flights here, typically. Not always. I mean, a lot of flights that are 3 to 4 hours domestically are now having in headrest entertainment, and not a discounted carrier. Let's be real. Right. You know, they don't have that. But so, yeah. So somebody says, excuse me. Now I got to pause my movie and pull out my headset and my plug and let them out, and then do that same thing when they come back in. So I'm very much looking forward to that. They're under $50, so it's a really great gift for somebody who you know flies a lot and would appreciate having what they call an air fly. It's made by a company called 12 South.
Nice. Fox World Travel Show is on. We will take your questions. The Old National Bank talk and text line, 855-616-1620. Thanks for listening to WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton here with Rose, 917. Going to be mostly cloudy, a high of 40 today. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow, though, so get ready for that. Get out the shovel. Maybe have the snowblower ready to go if you want to do that. Hopefully we don't need that yet tomorrow. But we're talking holidays and giving the gift of Christmas. And we had Black Friday. We have Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, and Travel Tuesday.
Yeah. So a couple of weeks ago, we actually did bring this up. And I had not read about it, heard about it. Somebody asked me, what do you know about November 28th being Travel Tuesday? And I said, nothing. I probably better look this up. So, oh yeah, it's a thing. So we're hearing that there are going to be some deals that are happening this Tuesday. And my advice to you is certainly search it out on the internet. Yeah, got time to do that? Be my guest. I did see up to $750 off of some Royal Caribbean sailings. I did see some hotels 20% off. I did see those kinds of things, but I haven't seen anything that's real specific. So my advice to you is, we just happen to be open on Tuesday. Why would you not call a professional and say, what do you got going on? So Travel Tuesday, 28th of November, they're saying that there will be some deals on cruises, on bundled packages, that would be air inclusive packages, and possibly some flight opportunities. So give it a shot.
866-GO-FOX-GO.
That's what I would do. I would do one of two things. I would do one of three things. I would start doing some research now. Okay. Then I would send an inquiry on the Fox World Travel website, foxworldtravel.com. In the corner, you will see Contact Us on the banner. And I would just say, this is exactly what I'm looking for. Again, when people give us very broad requests, I'll go anywhere that's a deal. That probably fell to the bottom of the pile.
Yeah.
Because that's just not going to get... Certainly, we will reach out and say, okay, we need more specifics.
At least a couple options.
Yeah. Like, this is when we really want to go. This is who is going. You know, is it kids? Is it adults only? What's going on there? So as much specific information as you can. But certainly, we're always looking for that deal.
Yeah, 866-GO-FOX-GO or foxworldtravel.com. Great ways to get in touch. You guys are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5?
We are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. This particular year and the previous year, we were closed on the day after Thanksgiving, and that's probably going to be the case moving forward, because it seemed like the world was, businesses for the most part, were not operating on that day. And So
save some money. Don't spend it all on Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
Like, save some money. Give the gift of travel this holiday. You'll get some good deals there for yourself, probably. But if you're going to give a gift of travel, it's probably better to do the gift card and let it be flexible.
That's what we feel like. And then the other thing we're saying is, if you're going to go with some of these other websites that do offer gift cards, check that expiration date. If you're only giving them a year or even two to use it, that may not be enough. So just make sure you've got all your all the information with the traveler in mind.
855-616-1620, the Old National Bank talking text line. Text here says, trying to decide if we should get the TSA pre-check. I believe it's $100 and good for 3 years. We only fly at the most twice a year. Is it worth it? How long does it take to get it done?
Yeah, I think for somebody that's traveling that amount, maybe not. Yeah. I mean, I guess I don't see the value in it. So now we've got it down to $35 per year, approximately, if it's $100 for the 3-year term. And it makes it very, very nice when you can just breeze through that much, much shorter line.
Right.
I think that's the big incentive. The other thing is you're not taking off shoes and belts and things like that because you're not going through that really intense screener. You're walking to a less intense screening process.
Why is this allowed? What's the point of TSA pre-check? Do they do a background check on you?
Yep.
Okay.
They've done a background check on you. And so they also seem to think that because you've been screened, you know better what the rules are.
Okay.
So because, for example, if you would happen to break the rules of global entry, like what you're doing is bypassing customs when you have global entry.
Right.
They're saying to you, you know you can't bring fruit back and you know you can't bring firearms. I mean, you know all the rules because you've been screened. If you are found to break the rules, they will revoke your global entry.
Okay.
So I would assume they could revoke your TSA too if for some reason you would break it, but it's the waiting. I think it's sure. Just that when you see those lines, and honestly, when you fly to Mitchell Field, what a great airport. I mean, it is. I've never, ever been in a situation where I looked at that line and just thought, oh my goodness, that's way too long. O'Hare, absolutely.
Wait till you land in Mexico at some of those and you're like, oh my gosh, we're here for 4 hours trying to get through here.
Absolutely. So I feel like, you know, for somebody that's going to travel once or twice a year, it's maybe not worth it.
Yeah. Okay. Old National Bank talking text line 855-616-1620. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more of your questions on the Fox World Travel Show.
Oh, the weather outside.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Let it snow, let it snow.
Tomorrow, exactly. 1 to 2 inches expected. It is cold, 30 degrees out right now, mostly cloudy, a high of 40 today. Dayton Kane and Rose Gray here. We do have to correct. Bruce had texted in about TSA, and he said he thought it was good for 3 years. It's actually five.
It's five. So now we're down. So I stand corrected also. So that's $20 a year.
That might be worth
it. So now I'm thinking to myself, if you actually did fly twice a year.
It's 10 bucks a time.
Ew, now I might spend 10 bucks to stay in that, getting that shorter line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have an email over there? You said you're going to go through, or should we go through another text?
Yeah, let's do a text.
When is Rose going to ascent? We will be taking it transatlantic and Western. What?
Okay.
So when are you taking the ascent? Because they're going to be taking it, I guess.
Yeah. So here's the deal. Well, thank you. Thank you for asking. This is perfect. I am leaving Thursday. I'm staying overnight in Fort Lauderdale, and then I am getting on the Ascent Friday.
Okay.
And I'm going to be on the Ascent for the naming ceremony.
Wow.
Which I'm pretty pumped about. I've been on some inaugural sales where I wasn't part of the naming ceremony because they did like media and travel industry in two separate chunks, and I was in the dates that they weren't doing the naming ceremony, because you've seen that before where they take the big gigantic bottle of champagne and slam it into the ship. They do that. They really and truly do that. So I'm going to be doing that. I'm pretty pumped about that. And so Colleen will be in for me next Saturday.
Okay.
And then when I return the following Saturday, I will have a full report on the ascent.
All right.
I'm
so
very excited.
This is Jeff and Rita in Florida, my aunt and uncle. They're doing this Mediterranean, like across Atlantic thing. And so they're going in April. So you'll have the answer next week.
You gotta tune
in. Or 2 weeks from today.
2 weeks from today. So I'm pretty pumped about this because Celebrity is the sister company, if you will, of Royal Caribbean. And I would say the a little bit more sophisticated sister of Royal Caribbean, if I'm allowed to say that. Royal Caribbean is just a great, great cruise line for families and for people who are looking for at the ship as a destination, because they've got the Flow Rider. We've talked about that. Remember what that is, where you like surfing right there?
Yep.
They've got rock climbing walls. Some of them have mini golf. Some of them have go-karts.
Some
of them have bowling alleys. I mean, they've got so much stuff going on the ship. And those ships are anywhere between 3,500 on the very smaller side, all the way up to their ships are 6,000 plus passengers now.
It's like a city.
They are cities. They've got neighborhoods. They've got neighborhoods. So that's very cool. And that's perfect for families and people who are looking for the ship as a destination. This new celebrity ascent that I'm going to be on is only like 3,000 passengers. So these celebrities are not going for the big, big, big passenger count. They're going for the wow factor.
Okay.
They're going for the service level, food level wow factor.
Sounds good to me.
It sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I'll find out.
All right. So Colleen, in next week while you're traveling again and getting on a nice cruise ship. I like it. So we talked about you guys giving the gift cards for Christmas.
Yeah.
I guess when you're trying to think of giving the gift of travel, I can't imagine there's a better way to do that.
There isn't.
Because you don't know what the person wants.
That's right.
Where they want to go, they can go. We talked about business travel and trying to surprise your employees with a business trip. They can't all go at the same time. And now you got upset employees who can't make that date. And you end up trying to so when somebody calls in and says, hey, I want to give this gift, what kind of increments can we buy?
You
50,
could,
100, 2,000?
All of the above.
Any level. There's no minimum, no maximum.
Absolutely. The one other thing I would say, that if you know somebody has a trip, now we talked a little bit off air about Disney World and all of that kind of thing. If you know that you have your traveler on your list has something booked, you could enhance their trip. You could buy an upgrade for them, or you could buy an experience for them. You know, a whole bunch of your family members are going to Disney World, and you could buy, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Breakfast in the castle.
Precisely. Or Bippity Boppity Boutique, or a whole bunch of different things where you could do that. But that's
and
for
you guys
somebody,
can help with that?
100%.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's for somebody who already has something booked. If you've got somebody that you've only heard them dreaming, we're saving up for this particular trip. I know I talked to some people that were getting ready for the Egypt trip, and one of them, it's 2024, one of them was retiring. The company she worked for got together and gave her a large Fox World Travel gift certificate to apply to her final payment.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So
great way to do it.
It is a great way to do it. And again, I am being somewhat self-promoting. I get that. But you could buy an airline gift card. You could buy, they always fly Delta. You know, they always fly Southwest. You know, Southwest goes to the destination they like.
Yeah.
A gift card for an airline is also a super great idea.
So Travel Tuesday coming up is probably more for yourself as you're looking at specific destinations with deals that are going
on. Right, because those are going to be absolutely deal specific, date specific.
Gift cards we can call Monday and get them.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. No need to wait.
That's what I would do.
All right. It is a Fox World Travel Show, 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. Now we go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Jack Grau. Good morning, Jack. Feliz
Navidad. Got a getaway? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
International and Christmas at the same time.
Yes, I would be more than happy to be listening to that under the sun on the 25th of December.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I would be very nice. We've done it before. We've done a couple times skipping Christmas where we just really bailed on the whole thing. It works great if everybody adheres to the rules, which are no gifts.
Oh,
right. Yeah. This is what we're going to do. No gifts. It really works.
My wife pulled that one on me this year. We're not. We don't need to buy each other gifts this year. I'm like,
you don't trust it, do you?
Are we really? Is that true? All right. You said it. Can I record that? Can you sign here?
Well, and you know what? We've also done skipping Thanksgiving a couple of years ago, and that was very, very cool as well. So
855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. This one says, will the global entry work if you cruise a lot to get through customs?
Well, at first I answered the texter and said, it's good when you enter the United States from any international cruise or flight. So yes, but I have to be a little asterisk here. The cruise port has to have global entry. Now, for example, Port Everglades in Fort Lauderdale does currently have global entry.
Okay.
So if you're going through that, and a few others do as well. And the one thing I should also point out is that you do need to show your card when you're coming in a cruise port, which you don't when you're flying, because it's attached to your airline reservation. When you go ahead on the website, you pull up your reservation on the airline's website and you're flying internationally, there's an opportunity for you to add your global entry number. Now, what I've done is my global entry number is attached to all of my frequent flyer memberships.
Okay.
So that when I put my frequent flyer number in a reservation,
it
automatically puts that global entry number in there as well. So that's all fine and good. It doesn't work that way on cruise lines. So you have to have the card with you to show it. And so it just makes coming through customs super easy. You've got the card. You generally don't need the card for flying, but you will need it for ports. And although right now Port of Miami is preliminarily working with Global Entry to get that worked up, there's a couple others that are almost there, but it soon more and more of them will have it. So I was assuming you're sailing into Port Everglades, but not everybody does sail in that.
From the 414, good morning. We have a planned the final frontier trip to Alaska, leaving July 14th next year. There's going to be four adults. Do you have any recommendations for excursions or any other advice?
Yeah, so there's a couple of different excursions that are going to sell out the most quickly, and one of those is going to be anything to do with the White Pass Railroad. Now, in some cases on our itineraries, for those of you who are on other itineraries with Fox, if you're getting on in Skagway, then getting on the ship in Skagway, then that White Pass Railway is already included. But if you're going on one of our trips that are called the Denali trips, that one is going to be the one that's going to absolutely positively sell out. It always does. Also, anything that you are looking at that involves a vessel on the water, a boat, a fishing boat, a whale watching boat, limited capacity, or something that involves air travel, a helicopter or a fixed wing plane or something like that. Those are also going to be limited capacity. Now, lots of times when we do some of these, we talk a little bit about getting on the website of Holland America, because that's on this one, the frontier that is July 14th that this texter is calling about. That one is actually sold out right now. And so that leads me to believe that Colleen put that on there because our inventory is sold out and the ship is probably getting very, very close to sold out as well. And when that happens, you will see some of the excursions starting to sell out as well. So if you haven't done so yet, you want to get on that website and look. So White Pass Railway is not included on that one because they're boarding the ship in Whittier, not Seward. Anything that has to do with the Mendenhall Glacier, anything that has to do with the Kenai Fjord Peninsula, because you're going to be in Seward for two nights. That's a very, very popular excursion. That's a day boat, about 200 passenger day boat. It's about a 6-hour trip typically that you go around, and that's going to be your first introduction to glaciers probably before you actually board the ship in Whittier. That one sells out. I do know that on all of our Alaska itineraries, we will be offering the Denali itineraries, where we actually are in Seward, and the one that the texter is referencing, we are in Seward. We are offering the CV. I did a ride experience.
Oh.
Now, the CVs, for those of you who are unfamiliar, are very, very the first family of the Iditarod. Dan CV was from Minneapolis or from Minnesota, and he brought his family there many, many years ago. And he and several other guys resurrected the Iditarod.
Nice. And so this is the OG.
It's the OG, man. And so it's his son, Dallas, and his grandson, Danny. And it's an experience that we've put together for Fox customers that they actually come to our lodge and pick us up. And Dan comes out whenever he can to see the group because he loves Fox World Travel so incredibly much. I think I've told the story before. My good friend Colleen and I were walking through the Anchorage Market many years ago, and she said, "Oh my gosh, it's Dan Seavey." And I said, "Who's that?" And she said, "Oh, you don't know who that is? Well, we got to school you." And at that time, his wife Shirley was still with us, and they were hawking his book, The Last Great Race, if you want to read his book about how he and these guys started the Iditarod back up. And it's a pretty important story to those of us who now love it, who get it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Colleen, for introducing me to this and that kind of thing. So anything with capacity, that's what you got to look for. A ship, a boat, a motor coach trip of some sort. Those are the ones that sell out the fastest.
The Old National Bank talk and text line 855-616-1620. We need to take a break. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Got a getaway? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Well, if we're going to get 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow, might as well start playing the Christmas music, I guess.
Try to get in the mood.
Mostly cloudy, a high of 40 today, 31 currently in Milwaukee. And we do have a text here at 855-616-1620. Talking about Alaska, it says, hi, Rose, this is Mike and Colleen. We just tuned in. We're going to Alaska cruise in August. Rumor has it that Holland may cancel Glacier Bay. Is that true?
I had not heard this, so thankfully we had a break and I could quickly Google it and I could find something. I found something in Reddit that said, my wife and I are first-time cruisers set to sail on the Koenigsdam, which is one of Holland America's ships, through the Inside Passage next April. Unfortunately, Holland America emailed us today to let us know the specific cruise would no longer be sailing through Glacier Bay and would instead be visiting Endicott Arm and Dawes Glacier. First of all, I'm so surprised that they're going in April. I didn't even know, quite honestly, that Holland America started sailing in April. Oh. Typically, Alaska cruises start in May. So this is one of their very, 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 very first, early first, ones.
Yeah.
From what I can see, people are speculating two things. Perhaps there are no park pilots available for cruising those dates because it's so incredibly early that the park rangers may not be there yet. The other thing is Holland America has more permits to enter Glacier Bay than any other cruise line, with Princess being second. They have the most permits. You need a permit to go into Glacier Bay as a cruise line. And some of the others have some, but not nearly as many as Holland America. Maybe if they didn't get as many permits as usual, they decided at the very, very, very beginning of the season, those would be the ones that they would eliminate.
Probably less capacity or less people on there. So
what I'm thinking. So we'll stay tuned. Certainly, if Fox World Travel would ever find out that anything we had booked, whether it's individual or group space, that was some itinerary change was happening, we would let you know immediately. And they will, Holland America, I know, would make some kind of a alternative plan with the option of saying, then I'm not doing it. So.
Right. From the 262, I'm traveling with a group in April to do an Israel trip, including Jerusalem and Bethlehem and the Dead Sea. We bought travel insurance, but not to cancel for any reason. The tour company hasn't communicated with us yet or canceled the trip. What are your thoughts? And would you go if it was you in April of 2024?
Yeah, I would not speculate as to whether or not I would go, because I would certainly have to see how things were progressing.
Right.
But I will tell you this. This is very similar to the kinds of questions we got during COVID when people were asking, should I cancel? The cruise line has not yet canceled. The tour company has not yet canceled. Should I cancel? If you don't have cancel for any reason, you want to wait till the very last possible minute so that the tour company, cruise line, whatever it will be the one that cancels, because then you will be covered. If you decide now that you don't want to go, that is not a covered reason. So,
then you're paying for it.
You're paying for it. So at this point in time, as painful as it is for me to say this, you are in a wait and see situation. Yeah. And that's all you can do at this point in time. And I don't want to be flip about it and say no news is good news, but it's just too far out. You know, these companies are still recovering from COVID, and now to make a decision for that many months away would not make sense to them.
They are releasing hostages today.
There's stuff
happening, so hopefully this gets resolved quickly here. The Old National Bank talking text line, 855-616-1620. We do have one final segment. I want to talk about the three-year cruise, Coming up, it's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Nice pull, Isaac. Gilligan's Island was a three-hour tour. They were talking about a three-year cruise at Life at Sea Cruises. And what's going on with this? Yeah. First of all, what was it?
So, and I again, I am not endorsing this.
Yes.
Please do not book this. LifeAtSeaCruises.com. So these people have this great idea to visit seven continents, 1,095 days, 140 countries, 382 ports.
Wow.
You are living on a cruise ship
for three years.
Starting price was $77,000 per couple.
Okay.
Okay.
That's not bad,
for a couple, two people,
all year long.
Yeah.
Food.
So, yep.
Like
everything. You have no utilities. You have no rent. You have no mortgage. Nothing. Well. So it's being reported that the passengers were supposed to get on the ship in Istanbul, and then it was like November 11th. Then it was pushed back to another date, and now it's just plain canceled.
I'm sure, had to put down quite a bit of money for this.
Well,
right?
Most of this, I'm guessing this is all prepaid. So what we're hearing, though, so you're thinking to yourself, oh boy. Eventually you'll get your money back and all of that. Well, first of all, these people are being told they won't get their money back till possibly February. Then think about this. Some of these people, many of these people, sold their homes.
Well, yeah, they were going to be gone for 3 years.
And said, you know what? We'll figure it out when we get back from our three-year cruise. And yeah, wow.
And now they're homeless, basically.
They're homeless.
Probably living with family at this point,
right,
to figure out what's going on.
Some of them are in Istanbul already.
Did they say why they canceled it?
Well, because they couldn't get the funding. So if you read the article in USA Today, and there are several other news outlets that are reporting on this as well. Initially, it was supposed to be one ship, and then they moved it to a different ship.
Okay.
And then they were going to board in Amsterdam instead of Istanbul. Well, now you've got a whole bunch of people that have already arrived in Istanbul because they were going to stay in Turkey for a couple of days before they got on the actual ship. So, yeah, these people are just in a really bad way. The couple from Florida that I was following, we both wanted to see the world, and it seemed like a cheap way to do it.
Yeah.
You got Wi-Fi. You've got drinks, you've got meals, you have no expenses with regard to mortgages or rents or utilities or anything like that. It certainly
seemed like... No property taxes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So originally it was supposed to be on a certain ship. That ship then was bought out from underneath them. So then they had to come up with another ship. And now they're scrambling to try to figure out if there's any way they can still make this happen for possibly December. But if I'm one of these passengers that's feeling very underserved and forgotten about, and I'm stranded in Istanbul, I'm probably not very happy. But hotel,
it's an interesting idea.
It is. The company is putting up anybody that's in Istanbul till December 1.
Okay.
So they have
some time to figure it out.
Hotels will be covered until December 1. Passenger refunds will be given in installments between December and February. So that scares me a little bit too. So,
yeah.
And then Dayton and I were talking off the air. How does one actually buy insurance for something like this? Because you can buy annual policies for health insurance coverage,
right?
But I don't know. This would be something. I'm glad Fox didn't have any passengers booked on this.
All right. Well, we're at the end of the show. Let's wrap it up. Fox World Travel. How do people get in touch with you guys?
A couple different things you can do. So starting now, you go to foxworldtravel.com. You look at all the offerings. And we talk a lot on this show about group travel, but please know we certainly do individual travel every bit as much, if not more, than group travel for sure. On that website, you will find our vacation tab, our business travel, and our meeting and incentives tab. There is a contact us button. I encourage you to use that because that way your inquiry is sorted out and given to somebody who, I hate to use this term, but I will, has the bandwidth right now to do it.
Right.
If they happen to say, you know what, pick me. I do know about your destination, and it is a little slower in November and December at travel agencies, right, per se. So that's one way to do it. Give us as much information as possible, and then you've eliminated that long conversation that you have to have. But if you really want to talk to somebody in person, 866-GO-FOX-GO. That is the way you speak to somebody. We are hearing from many of our customers that cruising is on their bucket list for 2024. Big, big, big time cruising. Lots of people are saying, during COVID, I wasn't that into it, but now I want to. So let us help you with all of those
all
things.
Right. Enjoy your cruise this coming week.
I will.
And we'll
will.
See you in 2 weeks.
I'll come back with my report.
All right. Colleen is in next week. Coming up next, Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management. And we'll check in with Jack Grau, the WTMJ Breaking News Center. It is WTMJ, and that does it for the Fox World Travel Show.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.